This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Consultants are standing by. I'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-0, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, the FDA is warning people that a supplement called Big Penis contains the active ingredient from Viagra.
Okay, sweet. All right. Why are they warning?
Would anyone assume that a product called Big Penis that it's built did not involve something from Viagra?
Who's
and
warning?
By the way, Viagra does not make it bigger. It allows you to become erect. I think people misunderstand.
I don't care what they call it.
Right, but I like the Big Penis. Like, there's no question what this is.
It's eye-catching. I mean, look, it's like free beer. I'm like, oh, free beer.
Huh.
Big Penis, get out of here.
I will stop to read the label.
Exactly. What else?
Big Penis,
tell
you
me,
say.
Tell me more. A man in Manitoba, Canada, is accused of doing horse dentistry without a license. That's a rare niche.
I wonder what the scenario is. Like, hey, man, don't worry. I know just enough about horse dentistry to help you out. Here's Marshall Horshaw. He should work on Mr. Ed.
A woman in New Jersey temporarily escaped from the police after they caught her shoplifting at a grocery store, tried to grab her by her shirt, and she slipped out and ran away topless.
Okay.
They caught her a block away.
Wow.
It's not hard to find topless.
Only a block? Well, she's not hard to find, as they were saying, Miles. Sitting there, boobles just bouncing all over the place.
Do you call them boobles?
Moving on.
Wait, did you say boobles?
Did you call them boobles?
I mean, with kids, I've heard like every variation of it, because they're not going to say what we say as adults, but I have not heard boobles yet.
I thought it was bibbles.
Bibbles?
Bibbles?
Let me see your bibbles.
Bibbles.
What do you think?
Why don't you just call them jugs, Mike?
Because
like a classic.
Trying to keep it appropriate,
Let's
man.
Let's call them jalopies.
Exactly. People listen to the show. I try to keep it a little bit clean.
I think jugs is probably hands down the worst.
Really?
Yes.
Would you buy a magazine called Boobles?
How about flappers?
No, but it... I don't even want to say that word anymore.
Look at those.
Like, oh, dude, stop, stop. Somehow you just ruined it for me.
Flapjacks.
Oh. Damn. Guy tries to clean up language.
Boobles. He's making up words.
I know.
Tell you what, though. Makes me think of batting practice.
There you
Boobles?
Go. See?
Oh, the jugs machine. They were the pitcher machines. They throw the balls at you.
I'd have been so sorely disappointed.
People really wanted some limited edition Adidas that looked like bottles of Arizona iced tea, and a pop-up selling them in New York City got so out of hand, the cops had to shut it down.
Wait, let me get this right. They wanted tennis shoes that looked like bottles of Arizona iced tea.
Correct.
Okay, I heard you right then. I have nothing to offer.
Right. And they were so ravenous toward them that cops had to shut down a pop-up stand.
Why don't you just buy some Arizona iced tea, drink it, and then tie them to your feet?
Why don't we just act like frickin' adults and stand in line and buy something instead of acting like a bunch of rabid idiots?
They're the ones,
they're the ones
that market this way, so you'll be talking about it. They know what they're doing.
Ah, I mean, I hate to admit it, but...
Yeah, I mean, they look like the can of Arizona iced tea. So they've got that Aztec design. They've got the turquoise in it. Like the Native American.
Here's the problem, right? Like, I like Air Maxes. I'm not like a full sneakerhead, but I like sneakers. The problem is that at the end, I feel like a lot of this is just so you hope that, like, one random dude on the street is like, great shoes. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, thanks,
you know,
God.
Man,
thanks,
you know,
guy.
I'd rock that blue pair.
Because it's not going to be a girl. It's not going to be who you want to acknowledge your shoe.
I will say, though, women are wearing dresses with a lot more cool sneakers. I was at a bar the other day, and like I was like, man. And they were like, she's hot. I was like, it's not that. It's that she's wearing a pair of 95s with her dress.
But the sneaker game has improved. You know what I'm thinking? It's just this. Everyone's comfortable in sneakers. And you see women in particular, man, working downtown. They wear heels, whatever, at work. And then when they leave, they're on their tennis shoes, right?
Yeah.
And they're walking out because their feet are comfortable. And then somehow sneakers finally figured out, like, if we make them cool... People will rock them everywhere. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
A naked man wearing just a bra was caught on camera breaking into several cars in Florida.
He wasn't naked. He had a bra on.
Okay, well.
Come on, Mike.
He was naked with a bra.
You make him sound weird.
His boobles were all kept up.
Boobles. Is your girl okay with this term?
I think so, yeah.
Try it tonight.
All right.
Dirty talk in bed.
Yeah.
Let me see them boobles, girl.
Wait for the tweet. I'll tell you it works. Taco Bell is showing off some of the food it's going to serve at its pop-up hotel next month, and it looks fancier than the food that they serve at regular Taco Bell.
Now, does that diminish your Taco Bell experience because you go there and you want the standard menu items? Or do you feel lucky?
Man, if they're charging a little bit more for the fancier stuff, okay. But
I bet you they'll still have some of the regular stuff.
They've got to, right?
But yeah. Aren't I going there because I want just a regular Bell. Taco Bell?
Right.
Is that why people, you think that's why people are going there? I feel like if you're going to the Taco Bell resort, I hear what you're saying. But if you just want Taco Bell, you would just go to Taco Bell, right? If you're going to the resort, sure, you want some of their food, but it's just to go to the Taco
Bell.
Sold
resort. Out in 5 minutes.
Chad, I want you to imagine this. You're going to go to the Hootie and the Blowfish Hotel.
Awesome.
They have a concert going on every single night.
Nice.
Do you want to just keep playing the songs that you know, or maybe, hey, new track?
Mike, have you ever been to a concert where they play a new track, but you haven't heard it yet? It's called Everyone Go to the Beer Garden.
Or the bathroom.
No, Mike, I would love stay at that hotel. Songs,
I would stay at that hotel 4 nights and go 3 nights just to watch them perform Cracked Rear View.
Well, there you go.
In its entirety.
Would they perform anything else?
I mean, I'm a Hootie fan. I'm sorry. I don't know the other CDs.
I know you're a Hootie fan. What I'm saying is, like, certain bands, they've been around, say, 40 years, and they'll go out and do one of these one-off tours, but they'll still pick, like, you know what? We're going to play this album in its entirety.
They've been doing that the whole time.
Right.
I still say, though, the hotel I'm staying at's the Red Robin one.
I would go to Red Robin.
Yeah.
Red Robin knows how to keep the customers engaged. I feel like, look, man, when you go to Red Robin, especially when you have kids, they got this thing on the table where kids can play games. The kids can snag a balloon on the way out. Like, they are hooked the F up.
Yeah, and every time you call down, they just send up fries.
A man jumped the line for the porta potties at a music festival in Scotland.
I hope. And what happened?
Some guys pushed over to the porta potty with him inside.
You know what? And that's even better, right?
That's the end.
That's the Scottish response, man.
That should be everyone's response.
It's the Scottish way. Just let them go.
Because if you push it over with the door down, well, good luck.
Oh, no.
That's what you do. You push it over from the backside. That way you can't open the door.
Oh, that's terrible, Miles.
No. I did have some friends.
But there's no other way to do it. That way all the crap spills out onto them. They're trapped inside. They're trying to do a push-up and kick back on the back of the thing to push the thing open, and they can't.
No, try to roll it, man.
You can.
That's your technique?
You're going to roll in all that crap because all the crap spilled out.
Well, because I'm going to get covered in crap anyway, man. I need to roll it so I can get that door open.
Let's try it, and we'll figure out your technique.
No, I don't want to try it.
Rain in the grass, everybody. Gather around.
Yeah. Join us at Red Festival.
We will push over Mike in a porta potty. And I'll tell you what, it'll be an unused one. But we'll see if your technique
doesn't matter.
Works.
Now I'm blue. A man in Michigan who's been pooping in a public pool over and over has been caught and banned from going to the pool for the summer.
They did catch him.
He was pooping in there?
Was he a guy in the neighborhood? Or
he was going in overnight when it was closed, right? So it's not like he snuck in whenever. This guy would show up overnight, climb a fence, poop in the pool and leave.
Yeah.
Jackass. Must have been comfortable. I love this submerged pooping.
You think
pooping.
You got in the water to do it?
It's like floating. You know what I mean? Like, you haven't pooped until you're floating in water and done it.
See, I'm with you, Thrill. I think he just hung ass over the side.
Nah, I think he's getting in there.
I think
floating
he's getting
around.
In there, man.
I don't think you do, only because you know the city is looking for you. You are the weakest Batman villain ever, but everyone knows where I am, right? So if you're walking down the street and you are wet, the cops, they have a better chance of piecing it together as they're from walking down the street.
Well, they could follow your wet footprints, too.
Mm-hmm.
And is it going to be the kind that floats, or is it going to be the kind that sinks to the bottom? You don't know until
or
you do
it. Or spreads all over the place. Now you're covered.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I would just keep walking.
What do you mean?
Like, I get in, like, the area that's 3 feet deep.
And just walk through it?
Right, just kind of walk through as I poo.
I would not get in. See, you guys are going to get caught much quicker.
Yeah. Dumbasses. When you say the F word, it increases your pain tolerance by 33%.
Yes, it does. They said profanity does help with that stuff.
Yeah.
That's like the rule with the kids. I had a different conversation about this last night. But it's like, if you stub your toe, hit your forehead on the corner, whatever comes out of your mouth, I'm going to let it slide.
Yeah.
In fact, my mother tells the story. I don't remember this particularly. She took me to see the movie Alien. I was 10 years old when this movie came out. It's the most terrifying thing I've seen. Anyway, there's a scene where the thing breaks out of the guy's stomach. The first time you see the alien. My mother swears I jumped up and screamed an S-bomb at the top of my lungs but she let it go because she thought that's the proper response.
Mm-hmm. There's an old video, I couldn't find it, on VHS that my dad had, and it's just Christmas morning. All right. For whatever reason. Same, I'm probably like 10. I just walk out and go, oh, look at all this ass.
Sorry.
It's the happiest time of the year.
A chef at a resort in England just got fired for pranking a fellow chef by pouring boiling butter down his pants.
That's not a prank.
That's harming people.
That's right.
If I pull out a gun and shoot Ted in the thigh, it's like, dude, you got stung by the buzz.
That's assault, brother.
It's like, that's a crime.
Also, a waste of butter.
I'd take some crab meat and just rub it on his butt, take a big bite.
Would you eat butter off a dude's leg? If you had lobster.
I mean,
is it the only butter available?
It would need to be
the only butter available, you're eating lobster.
What if you dipped it into a pool with the belly button? You know what I mean? Like, at least that way you get like a cup. I mean, because if it's on the leg, it sits on the surface.
Wait a minute. You guys make a face about dipping it in the belly button, but the idea of dragging lobster up his buttery thigh.
At this point.
The belly button is like a little cup. You can put ranch in there.
What if he's an Audi?
Butter in there. So I would dip my crab leg, you know what I mean, in his belly button.
Hold still.
A carjacker in Florida was thwarted by the dumbest reason.
What could that be? What's that?
Why, Mike?
It's another edition of Stupid Criminals 1 hour from now.
Think of Mike. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Bill. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hi, Bill. You understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Here's your story. We go to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where a judge has been charged with inappropriate conduct under the Florida Code of Judicial Conduct, and her behavior was deemed to have shown, quote, an unfitness to serve, and she has been recommended for immediate suspension. You're probably thinking she had sex with someone. It's nothing like that. In this case, according to the Palm Beach Times, this woman grabbed a coworker by the neck and began to strangle him. Now, the video footage was shown, and it clearly depicts her choking the clerk, and she reported to the commission that she had never touched that particular employee and that the two were, quote, fairly friendly. She described her conduct as engaging in jest. However, the commission wrote, and I quote, her statement is clearly refuted by the security video, which she watched prior to submitting her self-report. The employee did not describe the judge's demeanor that morning as friendly or joking, but extremely upset. Another employee who interacted with the judge shortly after the incident says she remarked about the encounter and demonstrated what she did by making the choking motion and the air. Now, the judge later admitted that she touched and shook the employee. She was then asked why she did not originally say that to the panel. And she replied, well, the original video was grainy, and she'd been crying, and she didn't remember putting her hands on the person. So, in other words, she lied through her teeth. Anyway, under Florida law, the state Supreme Court will decide whether or not she can remain on the bench. The question is, do you believe that this judge that will choke out a clerk is black, white, Asian, or Jew?
You got one for Puerto Rican? I'm going to say, she sounds kind of hot. I'm going to say Mexi.
That's not an option.
Not even one of the options. Well, I see where your heart is. And by your heart.
Sir, just pick something non-Hispanic.
Black, white, Asian, or Jew?
Oh, gotcha. Okay. We're going to go white with this one.
Final answer?
Yeah, final answer.
Okay, Bill, we're going to find out if she is black, white, Asian, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Profile, this we had a Florida judge who was charged with illegal conduct. Why? Because she grabbed a co-worker by the neck and started to choke her. Or tried to strangle her, whatever the deal is.
Either way, it turns out in Florida, that's problematic. But, Bill, we asked you, did you believe she was black, white, Asian, or Jew? You wanted her to be Puerto Rican, then you wanted her to be Mexican. We can't fulfill your fantasy, but in the end, you went white.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, she is, in fact, black. But more than that, I wanted to share the story because of her name. I'm just going to spell her first name. I believe it is Vegina, V-E-V-E-G-I-N-A, V-E-G-I-N-A.
Remember, always eat.
And she goes by Gina, and I ran this by our coworker, Veggie Dog, this morning. I said, dude, look at her. Is it Vegina, Vagina? Because she goes by Gina. I guess I'd go by Gina. He said, I would go by Tom.
Judge Gina.
Judge Gina. Yeah, look at that name.
Why did she choke out the clerk? Just because the clerk was messing up?
I don't know. Apparently, the clerk wasn't doing something, I guess, satisfactory to the judge. But either way, yeah, she grabbed the clerk and started choking.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, you better do your job, clerk, or I'm going to commit a crime.
Vegina.
Now for all TV news of all time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Talked about this man a little bit yesterday. What's hot in the streets right now, Miles? What actor? He's back.
Actor is back?
He's crazy, but he's hot right now.
Rip Torn.
Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise. Thank you, sir. Tom Cruise made a special appearance at Comic-Con, the original, or not the original, I don't know if it's the original or not, but Comic-Con San Diego is like the massive
that one. That is the one, right?
Right, like that one just seems to be called Comic-Con, whereas other ones are like Comic-Con Seattle.
Right,
sure. Right?
Pittsburgh, sure, yeah, Comic-Con, that
Comic-Con
is that
Comic-Con
is
Pittsburgh.
One.
Every Comic-Con, every Con-Con, everything thing should be in San Diego.
Just because San Diego is nice.
Because it's San Diego. You go there, you have a wonderful time.
That
the sun
or
is shining. The food's great. Yeah, Nolan's. Nolan's another good
place. Yeah, they're doing down here.
But Nolan's a little different. When you go to Nolan's, whatever you say your business is, you're going to do 10% of that.
No, I'm just saying, everybody, I know a lot of people, you guys know, you went to one there, but a lot of the athletes in the NFL are just like, just have the Super Bowl here every year.
That's right. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
I agree. Well, if nothing else, honestly.
In New Orleans, yeah.
Aside from the fact the city is built to accommodate and make people happy, you can just walk to the stadium.
Yeah, you can be downtown.
God,
head on over
time.
Whenever you're done with the French Quarter. Literally walk 7 blocks and you're there.
Yeah, I mean, tailgating at an LSU game in Baton Rouge. Was one of my favorite, most fun times of my life. One of the funnest? No, I said it right. One of the most
Boulder
fun
this
times.
Year.
What's that?
Boulder this
Boulder.
Year.
Boulder. I hear that. So Tom Cruise made a special appearance at Comic-Con, and then he was on Conan. So first, what you'll listen to is Conan kind of asking him about some of his catchphrases, and he delivers.
So I introduce you in Hall H. The minute you come out, people in the audience are all screaming out all your iconic lines. Now, an actor's lucky to have one. They're screaming out. People are yelling out, "You complete me. I feel the need for speed. You know, you had me at hello." Everyone's got their own. Which is the one you get the most, do you think?
I don't know which one I get the most, to be honest. I mean, what's that? Show me the money?
Yeah.
Show me the money.
Yeah.
Show me the money!
Yeah. Please tell me, Tom, that you yell that at your ATM occasionally.
Yes.
I would do anything.
Show me the money!
And then you add, in
20s! So, good for him.
Yeah.
He knows one of his famous lines. He's going to deliver it to you.
I mean, we all like to make fun of Tom Cruise. He had his Katie Holmes saying. Couple of truths. One, on demand, watched the first Mission Impossible movie he did. It was awesome. Now I've watched all six. Love those movies. He was in, what was it, Tropic Thunder?
Actually, in Tropic Thunder.
He played an undercover guy.
He played Les Grossman.
The agent.
And actually, thank you, he talked about how he got the idea for that character. And
I take classes all the time to learn things. I take dance classes and I took hip-hop classes. And then what I'll find is I'll find a character to put that with. So Ben, he's a good buddy of mine,
Ben Stiller,
he called me up. I said, look, I'd love to play this character, but I want to have fat hands and I'm going to dance. And so he created the makeup and we did the makeup test. And I just started moving,
yep.
You know?
Yeah.
And there was no music. He was just looking at me like, what's happening? And I just
you know, and I was doing kind of movement, and I was crushing Pepsi cans and Coke cans. And then he calls me the next day, and he cut it to that piece of music, to that piece of music that you see in the movie. He goes, I get it. This is hilarious.
If you go to the Men's Room Facebook page, you can see a little more of that interview, and actually you'll see the scene where the music's in there. I believe it's a Ludacris song that he's dancing to.
I love that role. That is one of the funniest.
People didn't know it was him.
Not only that, you know what? You're right, dude. First time I watched the movie, I had no idea.
Yeah, someone's like, did you see Tom Cruise? I'm like, he's not in the movie. And it's one of those weird arguments. I'm like, dude, I just watched the movie 2 days ago. Trust me. You'd recognize it. And then they pointed out who he was. I'm like, that was Tom Cruise? That was awesome.
Yeah. And look, I think Tom Cruise is crazy. But
he is.
He has, you're right. He's in a ton of movies people like. And then you forget all that stuff he did as a kid, too. Risky Business.
Taps.
Thank you. Taps.
Yeah. Taps was a great movie, man.
Yeah.
My parents, we were selling one of the houses we lived in. So when they did open houses, they dragged me to the movie. I didn't know anything about Taps. I didn't realize who Tom Cruise was at the time. Because that was like his first major role, whatever. Bone-crushing movie as a kid, man. By the time I left, I said,
do you think your parents took down pictures of you before people came to see the house?
Why do you think my parents had pictures of me up?
Well, I'm just saying, if they did, I would take it down. Like, you know, if I'm showing
that. There was one picture that my parents have ever, and they still have this freaking picture. It's a black and white picture. I'm maybe 4 months old. My brother's about 4 and a half. This picture has survived everything. It doesn't matter where they've lived. That is the one.
That's how they remember you. How they would like to remember you.
Well, that's the weird thing. I'm like, I'm 50 years old.
I think that's how they'd like to remember you then. It's just cute, sweet, and nice.
And I'm none of those things. Right?
Exactly.
Just none of those things.
I think there's one picture of me as a kid in a dress, but I'm pretty sure I got rid of it.
What do you mean in a dress?
Your sister made you do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my mom. I was so
Your
young.
Your mom was
remember.
In on that?
Oh, yeah.
But how did you look?
Well, cut in half. Pretty sure I ripped that picture up.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, really?
What were we saying? Taps and then Lord of the Flies. I feel like if you're a little boy, you like these movies.
Outsiders,
yes, but that's a little more, seemed a little more grown up. It took me a while to kind of understand that one.
Was Risky Business kind of his first role where he is an adult?
Outsiders.
He's in high school. He's trying to get into Harvard.
Oh, that's right.
I was going to also mention, if you like any of those movies, Sean Astin's in a great one, too, Toy Soldiers, where they're all at a boarding school, then it gets taken over.
Not do the right thing. What was all the right moves? I knew it was the same cadence.
Do the right thing.
He absolutely fooled me.
But they should have had more black people in all the right moves.
Right.
That's why I messed up. Now we're a PA in a high school.
Let's see. You know, all the shows get a re. You know what? I make fun of all the shows getting a reboot, but I'm pumped for Top Gun coming. I guess that's not a reboot, though.
It's a sequel.
It's Top Gun 2.
We're going to find out what happens. Yeah.
Why he's not an admiral yet.
Okay, so you know what the thing is about that.
I can't wait to hate John Hamm.
The trailer, you know,
I say that every day.
It's 3 minutes. There's a lot of Maverick in there. And people are wondering, is Val Kilmer in the movie? Because he's not in the trailer. So that was one thing I saw where people were like, hey, man, is Val in this or not?
I have $100 that says Val Kilmer's in that movie.
You think he's going to make
some
like
point.
That inch where he just
you
comes
can't
in?
Have, you can't have Maverick back and have Iceman.
Even if it's just about he's on a different ship. Because keep in mind, Val Kilmer's a lot bigger now physically than he was.
What about Anthony Edwards?
He died.
He died in the first one?
Yeah.
Good. I'm just saying, I don't remember.
So we talk about shows getting revivals. Nash Bridges is coming back. You guys remember Nash Bridges?
I remember
Don
that
Johnson.
Yeah.
Don Johnson.
I never watched
Don Johnson. And do you know who his sidekick was?
Wasn't it Cheech Marin?
Cheech Marin.
Okay.
This used to be a Friday night show. My mom loved it. I watched it a lot. It was a CBS show, but I think it was a Friday night show. It ran from 1996 to 2001.
I didn't realize it was even on that long.
Oh yeah, there was that one. What was the other crazy one? My mom liked Pacific Blue. Bike
cops. Oh, I always thought it was so weird as a kid that anybody could get into a Friday night show, because normally on Friday night we weren't home.
No. That's why it was always you watched it with your parents when you were a child.
But there's stuff you watched on Friday night when you were like, I remember TGIF, like Family Matters and that stuff, because I wasn't old enough to like have friends to go out with.
I don't remember what's on Friday nights now at 8, but I do know that when it comes on, I don't want to watch any of it. My kids, and I get it, right?
It's made for that.
My thing was just that
But after the fun ended on Friday night as a kid, then it was Barbara Walters and Hugh Downs.
Yeah, they do hit
you
hard.
But you did watch. Then you stopped watching that stuff because you were out.
Yeah, you
were. And now I'm back to Shark Tank.
Right.
You know what I mean? Friday night, Shark Tank. All right.
I feel like 60 minutes, because to me, when 60 minutes came on, particularly after football, right? Once you heard, to me, that was, like they said, they're trying to drive out the homeless playing the shark song, whatever. Like, if you want to get rid of kids, put on 60 minutes. To me, it was terrifying. I feel like 60 minutes should even say, and by the way, kids that are about to leave the room, you're going to watch us in a few
Muammar Gaddafi.
There's going to be a two-hour special on the USA Network. If that does well enough, a series could follow. In case you're wondering, Nash is still running San Francisco's Special Investigation Unit. There's
still,
no word.
All these years.
Cheech Marin's going to be involved.
Who pooped here?
That's the big thing in San Fran right now, right?
I wonder who copped this squad. It's one of the most impressive I've seen.
Fox is working on a new competition show.
Oh, Lord.
Called Lego Master.
I'd watch that.
Sadly, I would watch that.
Got no problem with that. You want to build the Death Star out of Legos? I'm watching.
You want
to
watch people build Legos?
If they're building something cool, yes.
It's not like us building Legos. These are people that do. They don't have a lot of friends, yeah, like, but man, oh man.
Ray Allen Lego guy. You know, like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. I don't know if I'm going to watch people do that, though. I think it's really cool. You know, Legos were just never my thing. I was more of a G.I. Joe guy.
They weren't my thing either because I hate putting stuff together. Fast forward, yeah, I still hate putting them together. Kids love having them. There is nothing more aggravating than spending my weekend flipping page by page to the Lego bug to put each piece on, or worse, correcting what my daughter did backwards. Baby, this is on backwards. And then when you go through, some of these things are like 60 steps, and I flip to the book, I'm like, you screwed up on step 8. Now we have to, like, dismantle this entire thing. And what she doesn't know is, I hate doing Legos.
Yeah, the only thing I really like building, remember when you're, like, in preschool, they have those, like, blocks that are made out of paper? But they're the size of blocks? You could build walls and then run through them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They look like bricks.
Yeah. Those were cool. You know what? Let's break the heart of some nerds. I'm sure if you're into... Is Suicide Squad, is that Marvel or DC?
That is DC.
All right. So if you watch DC stuff, you've watched Suicide Squad, obviously you know who Margot Robbie is. She's kind of into the superhero stuff, too. So you
she
might...
is Harley Quinn, yes.
Right. Pretty big in the community, but sorry. She's going to crush you with this one.
I've never seen any Star Wars, and I kind of don't watch it now just because it infuriates people so much. Like, how? How have you never watched any Star Wars? And I just kind of want to see how long I can make it now.
Now you're in love with her.
Yeah, she's my new favorite actress.
Yeah, but she's, I don't know if I don't care. So I don't like black
people. Is that how you always spell?
Yes, this is how I always
spell. Is that how you always spell Margot?
How does she spell it?
M-A-R-G-O-T-T?
It's just one T. It's like Margot.
Well, some people spell it.
Am I pronouncing it wrong?
Some people spell like M-A-R, like G-E-A-U-X or something like that.
That's, yeah, they're like
Hemingway?
Grateful Dead kind of thing.
Grateful Day kind of thing.
Al is a keyboardist and a sister. It's like
Gartro,
but it's E-A-U-X, you know, or something like that. Instead of that.
It's hard to think about Margot without thinking about Todd.
But it's like Merlot.
Living next
it's
to
like
the people
Merlot.
At Christmas.
It's like Merlot. You know what I mean?
Merlot.
Yeah, it's not Merlot. It's Merlot.
Well, it depends who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Godchild.
That's Merlot to me.
I was joking with people the other day when I started working at a liquor store. I was 18. We are stocking the wine, and I said, what's this? Do we need three bottles of the Pignot Noir?
Pignot. Pignoit.
This one's kind of funny. Chance the Rapper. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the new Lion King movie is just stacked with stars. A bunch of them are in there. So Chance the Rapper was on Jimmy Fallon and talked about how he's in the movie.
I did a little bit of slight vocal work. Will we know it's you when we hear you? No. You won't know it's me. It's very weird. It's like I do like a lot of like the background noises. A lot of like the...
I'm dead serious.
Are you sure that you're in this movie?
Yeah.
Are you sure? In very small parts. Like if you see like an antelope grazing or you see... Wow. I'm so serious right now.
Wait, but so you went in, they had Chance the Rapper come in, and then you...
And
they said, hey, can you do an antelope grazing?
Yes.
And what can you give us an idea of what that would be like?
Does that sound...
Wow, that's unbelievable.
I mean, it's not bad, but going back to the point Thrill always hits on, like, there's voice actors. I like Chance the Rapper, but is it necessary to bring in a famous dude just to do an animal eating?
Right.
You could also film antelopes eating.
Yeah, we talked to it years ago.
And I was kind of wondering if he was being serious.
It's not something anyone gives thought to. But we talked to a guy named Billy West. He was one of the voices of Ren and Stimpy. Honey Nut Cheerio Bee. Anyway, he's a voice actor, and I want to say Toy Story just come out or something. And we brought it up, and we said, hey, is this good for your career, the fact that things like Pixar and all this animated stuff? And he said, actually, it's infuriating because do you honestly need Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks to play the role, say, of Woody in Toy Story? And they spend all this money because these actors cost money, right? He has nothing against them. He said, I'm a voice actor. You realize you could hire three of us, and we could do all of the voices you need. So every time Pixar was like Monsters, Inc. has Goodman and what's his face, and it doesn't bother me, but I'm always reminded, like, damn, man, this guy, like, if you're trying to be economical, this guy could do 15 different voices, right?
Yeah.
And you'd pay him probably less than the $10 or $20 million you put. And the point just being, when you go see Toy Stories or the Monster Inc., you don't necessarily care who it is. You're involved. It's different because we know it's
right,
Tom.
You're trained
Hanks.
To know
if
it.
If you did not know who the person was, you would just watch. You're still going to like Woody and Buzz Lightyear.
But there's some comfort in that. And that's why, that's why, like, Matthew McConaughey can sell steak and beef better than we can.
Hang on. We've had this conversation. That's different with selling stuff. But I'm saying, like, it took me years. I watched Family Guy. I never even knew Mila Kunis was one of the voices.
No one difference, I would say.
So I don't think, like, you watch cartoons and stuff, you don't know who the voices are. So I kind of agree with him. Like, you don't have to have famous people do them.
It would be different if it was an adult movie. And adults enjoy the movie. They're fine movies. Not that. But, like, with kids, they don't care. Because if you say, hey, that's Tom Hanks. Yeah. Like, who's that?
No, you're right.
The guy who's Forrest Gump.
You're absolutely
who's
right.
That?
Yeah, that makes sense. I would recognize it.
We
but
do, yeah.
The people who target it, they don't care.
Yeah. How old's your kid?
Like, which was 7 and 9.
Yeah. Or your kid's 7, right? Like, he was in Splash. Don't you remember?
Look, they watch Moana.
Those are buddies.
They watch Moana and the big dude in the movie. It's The Rock. Which and he sounds like The Rock. He doesn't. And I'm like, dude, that's The Rock. Who? I'm like, The Rock. Come on.
You got to take him to wrestling.
Dwayne Johnson. What is wrong with you kids?
Oh, Dwayne Johnson. Yeah, we know who he is.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Dad. We call him Dwayne now. Yeah.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. There you go. TV Time with Ted. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man arrested after trying to steal a car, but he can't drive a stick. Meanwhile, an Airbnb owner leaves a very specific instructions for her bathroom, and you must pee like a chick. At Memphis, billboard suggests government has swapped out birds for drones. Corrections officer charged with forging lottery ticket to win 20,000 bones. And a Florida Five Guys get into a fight at Five Guys. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. It's another edition of Stupid Criminals. We go down south where a man was arrested after he realized his limits. He stole a running car from a man at an intersection, but was quickly thwarted when he realized that the car that he had just stolen was a stick shift, a transmission that he does not know how to operate.
And technically, did he steal it?
He jacked it from the guy because he pulled him out and got into the driver's seat, I guess.
Plenty of crimes committed. I just don't know that he quite stole it. Right?
That's fact. That's fair. You know what? Yeah. Let's see. He quickly found another car to steal, but was soon spotted and arrested. And you will never guess where this genius comes from.
Florida.
You nailed it. I'm just thinking, you've decided that your craft, what you're going to do for the rest of your life, is be a carjacker. All right. Excel in your craft.
Agree. And
you know,
and also in a place like Florida, I think you want a lot of old people, right?
They
like
sure.
A lot of convertibles, a lot of expensive. Like, man, learn to drive stick.
Right.
Especially if you're going to steal cars.
You can't call yourself a car guy if you don't know how to drive stick.
Come on.
Criminy. In other news, we stay down in Florida for one of the greatest ironic stories I have had the pleasure to report on. Five men were arrested after they got into a fight at a restaurant, and you will never guess which restaurant it was.
Five Guys.
Five Guys. Five Guys.
Mike, that's why I always like to get all my burgers at Hot Chicks. If it's going to be fulfilling.
That's right. Witnesses are saying that an all-out brawl broke out after some trash talk between a few customers got out of hand. Police were called, and all five guys were arrested.
Couldn't you just say, guys, it's late. We're at Five Guys. This is the moment we've been waiting for. We need some food in our stomach. We've been doing our thing all day. It's like, the french fries are coming, man. Like, there's delicious hamburgers. Just, can we just wait?
Can
we
hold it together for a little bit?
Can we wait?
Maybe they already ate.
But you can't eat with anger in your heart.
But if I'm done eating, like, I heard you talking smack, but I want to finish my double cheeseburger.
Oh, God, it's so good.
And another handful of peanuts.
You're not mad at anyone else.
No, nobody finishes a Five Guys burger and fries and decides, you know what, I'm ready to get into a fight.
Yeah, it's like, I want to go home and go to sleep.
At least open my pants.
Like, I mean, seriously. Like,
but I feel like I could eat angry.
I can eat angry.
Okay.
For sure.
But that anger is turning into joy.
I can't eat angry.
You can't eat angry?
Hell no.
Really?
No.
Man, oh man.
No,
what do you do?
Just nice
sit around hungry?
I mean, I'm not angry all the time.
I've seen you eat ice cream angry, Miles.
You've never seen me eat ice cream angry.
I am so pissed off right now. I'm getting some pizza.
Exactly right.
I cannot believe I'm going to eat a tub of delicious fries, this bacon double cheeseburger. I'm so
you're right.
Mad.
It's hard to eat you're actively angry. I've been in a row and the kids piss you off and they're like, I don't want to eat this because I'm eating like a caveman.
No. I'm eating overhand.
Right.
Is that time again, gentlemen?
Man versus
Beast. Yeah.
Ribbit.
Man versus Beast.
All righty.
Love
today
that
we,
duck.
Today we head to the BC where a man that had to a run-in with a bat during the day is now wishing that he hadn't. The man said that the bat had essentially ran.
He's wishing that he hadn't. He's dead.
Miles, I didn't finish the story.
I know, but he couldn't wish that he hadn't. He's dead.
Of course, he probably wished that he hadn't before he died, Miles.
All right. Then.
Spoiler alert.
Damn. Jeez. The man said that the bat had essentially ran into his hand, but a few weeks later started developing the symptoms of rabies, and sadly, he has recently passed away from his illness.
We pointed out that if you make contact with a bat, which notoriously, but here's the thing. One, bats don't hit you. Right?
Right.
They know where you're at. The other thing is, this is the day, so if a bat during the day crashes into me, I'm just going to go get checked, because I know there's something wrong with that bat.
That's what he said the other day. He's walking down the street. I mean, bats should not be out. That's why, like, when I hit him, it's like, yeah, I mean, that's a problem. And then the tooth, the fang went into his hand.
Right.
And he pulled it out and went like, oh, it's just a flesh wound.
I mean, look, if you get home and your cat is wearing a gi and practicing karate, that's cool, but there's something wrong with your cat.
All right. Miles, good things comes in pairs. Let's do it.
Man versus
Beast. I agree.
Man versus Beast.
Now, don't spoil this story. Let's go to Italy, where wildlife officials are on the lookout of an escape. On the lookout of something that escaped from the local wildlife enclosure. Doggone it. I didn't write it properly. Now I'm screwing up the story. Let's go to Italy, where wildlife officials are on the lookout for a bear that escaped from the local wildlife enclosure.
That is okay. An important detail.
A bear, huh?
A bear.
I'm Mike Hawk. I have important news. Oh, crap. Some kind of animal escaped
right.
from somewhere.
What makes this rather impressive is that the bear cleared 3 electric fences and a 13-foot barrier in order to bust out of the enclosure.
Not only that, but everyone in the area is happy for the bear. Even the wildlife people in Italy are happy for the bear. They're all happy this bear is no longer in that enclosure. It did not deserve to be there.
Until it shows up in their yard.
Right, correct.
I mean, this thing pulled off the great escape. 3 electric fences and a 13-foot fence. Okay, this guy's earned his stripes. Let
really
him out there.
I think a bear would say, man, you got to do better now.
He can't say anything, Miles. He's a bear.
I know, but if he could, he'd say, guys, you got to be better.
I think he just got down.
All right, so when he said only you, is
he has a bear down, he is
fires?
Worse. There
you go.
I think he's looking for his jeans to get back to his work.
That's right. He needs his hat.
I'm Smokey Bear. I like to go shirtless.
Only you.
I like the idea, too. This bear just got pissed off and was like, an electric fence? Hell out of here.
3 of them.
Yeah. Right. Grab it with my paw.
On the lovely land of the internet, someone is posting some ridiculous conditions given to them by their Airbnb host. A man took to Twitter to share some of the, quote, sinister and bossy conditions for keeping the bathroom clean, including brushing traces of a movement from the toilet, which isn't out of the question, I guess, towel drying the shower after each use.
Oh, stop.
Squeeging the mirror after taking a shower, and even wiping the chrome after each use.
Why would you squeegee the mirror?
Because it's going to leave droplets all over it.
And don't masturbate in the guest bedroom, because I've got a video camera up there and I'm recording all of you and putting it on a long string for later.
I mean, I understand you want people to keep your place clean, but they're adults.
Okay.
That's all.
At the same time, if you're running an Airbnb, shouldn't you expect a little bit of upkeep of your own house? Like,
I would just say this. You want people to be responsible. They're not towel drying your shower.
That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the random question. Question, your guess is as good as mine. Ask the men's room, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this match. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake,
stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.